the fifth day of the blessed month of Abib, the martyrdoms of St. Peter the Apostle and St. Paul the Apostle. It was on this day that the two giants of Christianity, Saints Peter and Paul, were martyred. Both were apostles of Jesus Christ, although only Peter knew Jesus before his crucifixion and resurrection. Both saints were largely responsible for the rapid rise of Christianity. Both wrote letters that are books in the Holy Bible. Although their day of commemoration is shared, we will look at each of them separately. Peter had been a simple fisherman from the city of Capernaum. His brother Andrew and his friend John had just met Jesus Christ. Andrew told his older brother Peter that they had found the Messiah and brought Peter to meet him. Jesus chose him as a disciple, saying, "Come, I will make you become fishers of men." Peter and the other disciples accompanied him on his travels through Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem, and Samaria. Originally named Simon, Jesus changed Simon's name to Peter, which means rock in Greek, and told him that he was the rock on which he would build his church. Peter was the first disciple to profess that Jesus was indeed the Son of the living God. He is specified in the Bible as being with Christ at the Sermon on the Mount, and he also witnessed the transfiguration of the Lord when Jesus' appearance became bright and luminous, and the two prophets from 1,000 years earlier, Moses and Elijah, appeared with him. Also, it was from Peter's boat on Lake Gennesaret that Jesus Christ chose to preach to the crowds of people. And in the famous incident when Jesus walked on water, it was Peter upon whom he called to walk with him. At the Passover dinner, better known as the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples that the time was near and that one of them would betray him. Stunned at such a thought, Peter declares that he would gladly follow Jesus to prison, even to death. But Jesus told him that before the rooster crowed at the following morning at dawn, Peter would have denied him three times. Later, Peter is among the disciples who accompanied Jesus to the Garden of Gethsemane. The disciples cannot help falling asleep as Jesus prays to his heavenly Father about the events that are about to happen. Judas then brings the guards and betrays Jesus by identifying him to the guards with a kiss. When the guards sees Jesus, it is Peter who grabs a sword to defend him and cuts off the ear from one of the guards. Jesus tells his disciple not to use violence and heals the ear of the guard. As Jesus is led away, Peter and the disciples flee. During that night, Peter indeed denies to others three times, knowing the imprisoned Jesus, and is overwhelmed by guilt and sadness for his actions. After the resurrection of Christ, Jesus appeared to the disciples gathered at Lake Gennesaret and renewed his command to Peter to defend his flock. Upon receiving the Holy Spirit, Peter traveled for many years through many lands, preaching of the resurrected Christ, converting many to the true Word of God. By Peter's hands, God worked with many miracles and signs, further inspiring more people to the holy faith. Peter wrote two great letters or epistles, which became books in the Bible. Although Peter had already met the Apostle Paul in Jerusalem, they met again when Peter came to the city of Rome. And through their preaching, many people of Rome came to believe in Christianity. This outraged the already insane Emperor Nero, who ordered that Peter be crucified. Peter felt he was not worthy to die in the same manner of his beloved Lord, and asked that he be crucified upside down. This was granted, and Peter's soul left its battered body and went joyfully to the wondrous reunion with his beloved Master, Jesus Christ. Peter contributed a great deal to the spreading of Christianity. The great Basilica of St. Peter, center of the Vatican, in the heart of Rome, is where the great Fisher of Men is laid to rest. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day, we also commemorate the martyrdom of St. Paul the Apostle. St. Paul was born in Tarsus 2 years before the birth of Christ. Originally named Saul, he was of the Pharisee sect of the Jews, very well educated in Jewish law, and very strict that the law be kept to the smallest detail. And because he felt that these Jewish believers in Christ were violating Jewish law, he took part in their persecution. When a group of angry Jews were stoning St. Stephen the Archdeacon to death, Saul stood to one side, witnessing and agreeing to this act of deadly violence. Later, as he was on his way to Damascus to deliver a plan to get rid of the Christians, a light suddenly appeared from heaven. Saul fell to the ground, blinded, and heard a voice from above saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." The Lord directed Saul to go to Damascus and be baptized, which he did, and instantly regained his sight. Saul received the Holy Spirit and traveled greatly throughout the world to preach the story of how God sent his Son Jesus Christ to us, and how Jesus was crucified and resurrected to give us eternal life. At some point, he changed his name to Paul. He was often met with hostility, as described in the Book of Acts of the Apostles, and also in many letters or epistles that Paul wrote that can be found in the Bible. Paul became known as the Apostle to the Gentiles, since he insisted that the new Christian faith was for all people, be they Jewish or Gentile, which means non-Jewish. Paul was imprisoned several times and even survived a shipwreck on the way to exile. His Roman citizenship saved him many times from the angry Jews who wished to have him executed. Paul traveled to Rome and converted many of the people there to Christianity. Finally, the Emperor Nero commanded that Paul be seized and beheaded. As Paul was being escorted to the place of execution, a woman who was a believer of Christ, but also a relative of Nero, walked with Paul. Paul asked her for her veil, which he wrapped around his head. Later, when the royal Christian woman asked the executioner about Paul, the executioner said he had performed the beheading and that Paul's head was still wrapped in her veil. The woman accused the executioner of lying, telling him that just minutes earlier, she had passed Peter and Paul walking, and they were dressed like kings, and even had crowns upon their heads, and that Paul had given her back her veil, which she now held in her hand. Even in death, God worked many miracles through the bodies of St. Peter and St. Paul. Eventually, great cathedrals would be built to house their holy bodies. These two giants of Christianity suffered greatly for their belief, but they helped change history by enlightening the world to the path of their beloved Lord Jesus Christ. May the prayers of Saints Peter and Paul be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.